add a little bit of those cucumber seeds to make a little bit less than 1/24, and then it's okay. Then you're allowed to plant it. And then it's a svara, the cucumber seeds are like bottle in the tomato seeds. Now, the katoni will only let this yemayit, that you have to take off some of that 1/24. So, lo roiva de klayim, ki ruba de hochadami. So, more so like this. Savru, we thought to say, the roiva de klayim, that if you have this, 1/24 of another seed in klayim, is ki yaisa mi roiva de hocha, it's like having more than 1/24 by when you buy the tefuah. Like in our Mishnah, it's like having more than bad stuff of 1/24. Still, the katoni yamayit. And it says here what? That this roiv of klayim is yamayit. You have to take it away. Mashmi can't get away with it. Yamayit. Mashmi, that's all. So yamayit would mean just take away a little bit. So that would be mashma, that when you have more than 1/24 of a sale, that you're selling in bad stuff, all you would have to do is just like paying back for this extra, but not for the original. Mashma, just you might just take away a little bit, and that would be enough. So, of course, not like we just learned here. Here we just learned it's a shalom, it's a dinner, it's a knas. You have to pay for all the bad stuff that you're giving him. And here from Kalayim, it's mashma, just you might just take away a little bit, and then it'll be okay. So Gemara says, Loi, you can't make a tsushta, you can't bring a proof from Kalayim Tau Mishnah. I'll tell you, Loi, Roiva de Kalayim, Ki Roiva de Hochadami. I tell you, they're both equal. That 1/24 by the other seeds of Kalayim is just like 1/24 of our Mishnah. He hoches at Gemara, so, Amayimayit. Like our Mishnah says, if there's 1/24 of Be'er Tefuah mixed into it, it's a good sale, there's nothing wrong. So if so, how come by Klayim there you say Yemayit, something is wrong? So as I'll tell you, it's only Taka Mishum Chumra de Klayim. That's only a Chumra of Klayim that we say that. Today Nachnami, Me'ikar Adin, both have the same halacha. 1/24 is a normal sale, and it's a normal bittul by Klayim. But Gemari Hochi Yisov, that's like a shot if this is true. If so, Eima Seifa, let's see the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Eima Seifa, that Rabbi Yaisi, Yom Rabbi Yaisi says, Yibar. Rabbi Yaisi says Yibar. Rashi says means Yibar as a curl. You should check out everything. You have to separate everything. That's what he says. Now, Iyamrit Bishl, as he says by Klayim, is Yibar no? You have to separate the klayim. If you have seeds again of tomato seeds and cucumber seeds together, you have to separate them together. Yivra, separate them. Now it's like this. Iyamrit bishleima ki yaisa me roiva tenufas dami then boho kamiflagi. Rashi, Iyam bishleim, Rashi, what Iyamrit, Rashbam, the roiva the klayim. When you have 1/24 of another seeds by klayim, it's called kiyesame roiva the snufas dummy. It's like you have more than 1/24 of bad paris. Then vaha yamayit. And that it says about klayim. You have to take away some of those cucumber seeds. Like this is Mr. Klayim. You can't plant cucumber seeds next to tomato seeds. But if you have 1/24, it's like bottle brave. Just you have to take away a drop less. Make it a drop less than 1/24. Then the seeds become bottle. It's like you don't have klayim. So then, menadin, who hainu di yosu Rabbi Yosi lemeima yivra resakel. Then it's good that Rabbi Yosi says no, you have to separate everything. The sviru like rafuna. Then it's good that he holds like rafuna. The yomar, in bo lenapes menapes kulon. In other words, it's good. Here it says that if you have a drop, if you have exactly 1/24 of cucumber seeds, Kineged tomato seeds, right? So, it's machloikis. One man yomis says yemayit. All it means is just take away a little bit, one or two, of the cucumber seeds, and then the cucumber seeds is bottle beroy with the tomato seeds, so it's not called klayim. But then Rabbi Yossi says, no, yivur. He says no. Since you have 1/24 of cucumber seeds, what you have to do now is you have to separate them all. Since you have so many cucumber seeds here, you have to take all of them out, and mamash make it separate cucumbers and separate tomatoes. So what's the machlokes? So bishlem, if you tell me now that 1/24th by klein is like having more than 1/24th of peiros, then it's good the machlokes. That one says you only have to pay for the extra, and one says no, we make you pay for the whole thing. That's the pshat from Rav, like the last pshat from Rav Yosef. He'll hold like by Paris, you have to pay for the whole thing. That'll be good. That Tanakama sovar loikansin and hatera or terisura. The Tanakama says we do not make a kanas on the heter or terisura. So once you take away 1/24th, it becomes heter. We do not make any kanasas. For Rav Yosef sovar, no kansin will make a kanas. That once you have like 1/24th of cucumber seeds mixed together with the tomato seeds, so right now it's also, therefore we'll make a knas that it's not enough just to take away a little bit cucumber seeds, but we'll make you take away all the cucumber seeds. Then it'll be good what the machlokes is in. It's totally in at least. Alright, turn over. Ella, but the question is like this. But Ella Iyamet, but if you want to tell me, Kuroiva Domi know that the halach of Klayim, that when you have 1/24th of one seed mixed in with other seeds, this is before you're planting it. You have in your hand now, you have like, you have 24 tomato seeds and one cucumber seed. So if you want to tell me now that a roiva 1/24th of a calf, 1/24th, I mean, of a saw, is Eliyamer Kiroiva Dummy. It's the same thing like our Mishnah of 1/24th of Paris. If so, our Mishnah says it's a good sale. So if so, am I Yivror? So why should Rabbi Yossi say now by Klayim you have to be Machmir so much to take out all the seeds? If you tell me now it's Daimet, our Mishnah says by 1/24th it's a good sale. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, Hainu time at Rabbi Yossi. You know what the reason of Rabbi Yossi is? There's a new reason. But you can't bring a proof of Hilchos Klayim to the Halach of Mechiras Peres of our Mishnah. Vishum de Mechzei Kimekayim Klayim. Hatei Rabbi Yossi is afraid with the Rabbonin. It looks like you want to keep Klayim. It looks like you're Mekayim Klayim. In other words, if you have just a tomato seed here and a cucumber seed right next to an Eretz Yisrael, there's an Issa Klayim Kerem. A klai zroim. You can't plant two different zroim one next to another. Here there's a svara, since you have so many seeds of one type, so the other seed is butter broid. It's like it's not there. Rabbi Yossi is machmer and says no, but even though really mikra din it's muta, but it looks to people, lemais it's mechse, it looks like you're keeping klayim. That's why he's machmer over there by klayim. But it has nothing to do with the loch of our Mishnah. And now Mishnah is a shayla, when you sell somebody wheat, so there's a loch that if he buys a saw of wheat, so if 1/24th of the wheat is roomed, it's still called a good sale. It's normal that 1/24th could be roomed. If more is roomed, then it's a special machlekes to be continued to pay him now for all of the roomed stuff, or only for the more. But our kopon, we can't bring any raya from klayim. Klayim's a different svara, because there it's mechsei kimekayim klayim. So again, so we have our shiloh again. If it's mikir adin or it's a knas, whereas when you're doing something wrong, when we catch you doing a little bit wrong, do we make you pay for the whole thing or only for just this little bit what you're doing wrong? So Mar says Toshim, I'll come and bring another proof. It says Alocha Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzalechot. Two people gave one person something to hold, gave him a pekodin. Zemon of Zemosayim. Ruvain gave Levi $100 to hold for him, and Shimon gave Levi $200 to hold for him. Two people gave Levi, one gave 100, one gave 200. And later, Fashetzach Levi forgot which one he owes back 200, and which one 200. So later, Messiah, so later, that what happens is, Ze'oime Messiah Shali, Reuven comes back to Levi and says, listen, I gave you the 200. Ve'ze'oime Messiah Shali. And then Shimon comes back and says, no, I gave you the 200. So Locher is, Noisan Lezemona Lezemona.
Halacha is lechatchila Levi has to pay back both of them $100 because for sure both deserve $100. For sure both of them gave him at least $100. The Ashar, anything more than that, like the extra to the extra $100 here, is Yehemuna Chatz Yovi Eliyo. The Lachor is supposed to leave it, Minasopik, let Devin hold on to it, till Eliyo Novi comes. Like, we don't know which one of these two owns it, so if we can't prove it with Adam which one owns it, we'll leave it till Eliyo Novi comes. So who, what do you see here? That we only make a knas on the extra, on the $100 that we don't know. But the first $100, even though one of these two are lying, we don't make a knas to take it away from them. Schur by us also, even though the Meicha jipped the Lekech and gave him more than 1/24th of Beit Peiris, he gave him Mechveis 1/50th, he gave him 1/50th of he gave him, he gave him 1/20th, so still we're shown to make a knas, the extra percentage, more than 1/24th that he jipped him, that's what he should have to pay him, and not more. How come before we say no, once you jip him more than 1/24th, you have to pay for the whole thing? And here you see no, it's only $100 we hold back, not the first 100. So Morris said, I'll tell you the big difference. I'll tell you, Hochi Ashtar, what's one to do with the other? Hosam vadei moni lamar, moni lamar. Like here, $100, we know for sure belongs to both of them. So what we know for sure, they deserve. So therefore, you can't bring in a proof to our case. In our case, where the Moichah did something wrong, maybe we'll make a kenas upon him. But here, the first 100, we know for sure who it belonged to. Samura says, true, here there's no proof. But Torah Shema, come on, bring your proof me safer. From the safe, it sounds like this. Omer Rabbi Yossi argues over there. In the same case, the case where Reuven and Shimon, both of them gave money to Levi to hold. One gave 100, one gave 200. And later, they both claimed the $200. So Rabbi Yossi says, nothing doing, we don't give back any money. Rabbi Yossi says, im came, if the locker is that we're going to give back both of them $100 at least, so mahefsar ramai, like what does the liar have to lose by lying? He might as well lie and try and get the 200. Ela rather, Rabbi Yossi says, hakol yehe munach atyov elio. In such a case, this $300 that Levi is holding on to, he's supposed to just hold on to it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Unless until he asks Adim that he knows clearly who gets 200 and who gets 100. So who you see from Yossi that will make a kenas, even though 100 really should be going back, but since there's an extra 100 that they're lying about, so we make a kenas on all the money. So this should be a proof that once we see you jip the guy a little bit, we'll make a kenas upon everything. Samar says also no. Hochi Ashtar can't bring a proof here from there. I'll tell you, Hosam Vada Yikaramai. In the case over here of Rabbi Yossi, for sure there's a liar. One of the two, Reuven and Shimon, one of the two are lying. Only one gave 100. Only one gave 200. So one for sure is a liar. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi, we make a knas. Abahocho Miyema Diyariv Orif. But over here, if it came out, that when the Moicha sold the Lekech this bushel of Peiris, it came out that there's more than 1/24th of bad stuff there, so it's possible the Moicha did it on purpose. But we don't know for sure 100%. It's possible that maybe just happened to be this crop was bad crop, and it happened to be more than bad stuff. So you can't bring any proof. Here it's not a Vadai Ramai, so since it's only a Suffolk, maybe we wouldn't make a Knas. So you can't bring any proof from here that will make a knas to take away from him all the money. So Tashma, come and bring another proof though. There's halacha, shtar sheyesh baribis. Let's say Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him $100. And it says in this shtar, listen, that you owe him $100 for the capital and you owe him $10 for ribis. So it says clearly in this shtar that Shimon owes now $110 of ribis. That's what it says. So halacha is, so I can make a knas, v'yena goyva loyas akerem loyas aribis. Diva Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says we'll make a knas here, and the loch is on such a star, the malva has no right to collect, not even the keren. We'll make a knas. Since you lent some money with ribis, with interest, you can't even collect the keren with this knas. So here you see that since you did something wrong, we'll make a knas on the whole thing. It should be right, we do make such a knas. Tzmur says again also, Hochi Ashtar, what does one have to do with the other? Hosam, I'll tell you over there, it's much worse. Mishas Ksivo, who the Ovid Le Shuma. Over there, when the Malva, the Loiva, the Edom, when they went to write down the Shtar, and in the Shtar it says that Shimon has to pay back $100 and $10 of ribis, when they write up in the Shtar, the ribis, they're like making a Shuma. They're over the Lava, like the Simon Olav Neshach. Says Mamash Alav HaTorah. Therefore, we make a Knas. And we say, since they're doing a lav right now, therefore we do not allow them to receive anything. We do not allow the lakayach, the malva, to collect the karen either. But only because they did an aveira. But hoch again, miyema, the or of aruvei. But over here in our case, who said for sure the meicher mixed in the bad peiros? Maybe it happened to be the meicher by mistake, like he didn't do it on purpose. You want to buy a bushel of wheat off me? I'm giving you this bushel of wheat. When you check it out, there's more than 1/24 of bad stuff. We don't know for sure the mecha did it. Maybe it happened by itself. So again, you can't bring a proof that will make a knas. Someone says, Toshma, come in, I'll bring your right in Messiah for the opposite way. The Chum is saying such a case. By the Shtash Yesh Baribis, the Chum Maimrim, Goyves Akaren, Allah Raz Yes. You have a right to collect the keren. Just v'yena goyves ribis. You can't collect the ribis, but the keren we let you. So here we see from the Chum just the opposite, that even though the malva did an avera by asking for the ribis, still the actual $100 that he lent him, that we let him get back. So we do not make a knas on the malva, on the actual keren. So here you see we don't make a knas on the extra stuff. Tzmur says also, Hochi Ashtar, what does one have to do with the other? Hosam, I'll tell you over there, Vadai, Karno, Teterhu. Over there, the Pshat is the Malva lent $100 to Shimon. So legally, really, Mikra Adin, Shimon has to pay back $100. That much money he owes him. Even though Reuven asks for interest, there's Navera in asking, and if Shimon pays the interest, there's Navera. But that's all. The aver is only in the interest you pay. But the actual loan that you took, you have no ptur not to pay back. That you have to pay back. Therefore, there the Chum say you have to pay back. But again, hocho, miyema de kuloi, loyarav arav. But over here, we have a good sat to say, since this meicha gave you bad stuff, there's a good, very good sat to say that maybe the meicha himself added the bad stuff in here. Like he was the ganafir. The meicha added a lot of bad material, bad wheat inside here, bad shaft. So therefore it's a good sat to make a knas here and make him pay for all the bad stuff. So again, you have no proof. So Toshma, come and bring one more proof. Toshma says, Alocha de Tani, Rovin Bar of Nachman. Loyes ha-moise bovat u-machzer. You don't only have to return the extra, elamachzaloi, es ha-revoyen kulan. You have to pay back the whole revoyen. No quarter. Alma hecha de boyadura kulam hader. You have to return the whole thing. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. There's another case here. Alright, we'll stop right here. We'll start this last case again. This last thing we'll start tomorrow again. Yeah, hold again. You have tzadik dalar on midbeis, the bottom gemara. Again, when milu b'shailo, if we catch somebody do something wrong, to make a knas and make him pay for everything he did, or only for the extra that he gypped the person, do we make him pay? That was a shailo. Like certain times, if you buy wine, it's normal that 10 barrels should be. If you buy 100 barrels, it's normal that 10 barrels should be bad wine. That's normal. What's going to be if you find out 12 barrels are bad? So we say the Meicha did something wrong and specially made extra bad. So when we find out, does the Meicha only have to pay you back for the extra 2? Or do we make it Knas, he has to pay back all 12? No, that's the Shaila. Les Gemara says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. The Tony Rovin Barav Nachman. Lo yesa moise belovad hu machzer. Not only does he have to return the extra property,
Kulan. He has to return to him all the property that he gypped him. We'll soon see. Alma, what do we see? Heche de boy yadurei, once we caught you that you did something wrong, kulai mahader, you have to return everything. We thought I could make a kenas, and we thought I could make you pay everything. So Shpam explains this really, Gemara later on will have, if somebody says, I want to buy a base kuros you. I want to buy a base kur. That's 30 soin. And so if you say exactly, and he gyps you a little bit, then it's a mekach tois. But if you don't say exactly, then there's a certain amount, how much, a little bit less, a little bit more, it's still a good sale. But let's say the guy gyps you more than he's supposed to. Like he said, I'm selling you a base kur, and it comes out it's less. He's gypping you more than 1/24th, or more than 1/30th. So the guy gypped you, gave you less of the sale than you're supposed to get. So it says there, we make a kenas, he has to pay you for everything that he gypped. So